Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 14th of April, 2024. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Radio. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Any Takers. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area by Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7 RAA Northern VK7 and on VK7 RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Amateur radio in the media. Hayden VK7HH on ABC Local Radio. Hayden talked for a whopping 18 minutes with Helen Shields on ABC Local Radio on the evening of Thursday, 11 April 2024. Hayden talked about how amateur radio is flourishing and how he got into amateur radio. The presenter, Helen Shields, was surprised that Hayden was so young and interested in an old person's hobby. Hayden covered his very popular YouTube channel along with some of the interesting aspects like EME and SOTA, a great promotional piece for the hobby. A recording of the segment can be found on the Reist website and a link is available on the email edition of this broadcast. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants, VK7's ZGK, TW, EV, FGGT, ZAB, KT and OO, all sharing over 40 photos. The highlights were research vessels, the Aurora Australis and Doina, the Antarctic research vehicles, a snow tractor and helicopter, an RAAF Globe Master transport aircraft, how differently some things are done in France, the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the Eurovision Song Contest. Does that make you feel old? Murals by Tasmanian artists painted locally and in Mumbai. Realistic line drawings of animals. Various birds and dogs. Car bonnet mascots, including an unusual one. Vintage cars and motorbikes. The classic Holden with number plate GMH01. Radio telescopes and X-beam. A reversal of windows for dummy. A QR code for OO's SSTV website, and 73 from the Spirit of Tasmania. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK7OO's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives on all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. The suggested theme for next week's net is music and anniversaries. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Statewide news. QSL update. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inward QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a big help. Let Herman know if you can help. The updated list of QSL cards held as at 12 April 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. Thank you to those who have been in touch about leaving cards at Reist clubrooms and sending stamps for direct mailouts. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email. herman@aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Wednesday night net is moving. Reminder that Wednesday night's net is moving back to the 2-metre VK7 RMD repeater. Mount Duncan now has a refurbished 2-metre repeater operational. Thanks to Dion VK7DB, the net will return to 2 metres, VK7RMD, next Wednesday, 10th of April. Input 146.025, output 146.625, tone 141.3. 73 Eric, VK7NET, net operator. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. NWTARC April meeting. NWTARC held its bi-monthly club meeting on the 6th of April 2024 at the Ulverston Scout Hall. Club members voted to accept Andrew Hay, VK7XR, as a club member. Andrew is an ACMA-accredited amateur license assessor, so will be able to assist Dave, the other club's assessor, in this role. Andrew has spent a lot of time working in the communications industry and has an avid interest in the bands above 50 MHz up to 10 GHz. The club welcomed an offer from Dick VK7DIK from CCARC to take over ownership, control and maintenance of the VK7RMD repeater site. This includes the equipment on site and spare repeaters, etc. The club will look into installing the UHF-CB repeater licensed for the site, conduct an equipment audit and begin negotiations with Parks and Wildlife Release and ACMA re-licenses. The club was delighted to have VK1JB Jeffrey visit. He is in Tasmania for a period of time. Jeff is an ACMA specialist accredited assessor for the Canberra Region Amateur Radio Club. Jeff gave us an insight into amateur radio in the ATC, the way his club operates, and gave us some great advice and ideas in a Q&A session we have had after the meeting. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff also filled out a membership application to join the club. The club has decided to provide considerable support to anyone wanting to obtain a foundation license. The club will pay any fees from ACMA, and the club has also donated dual-band handhelds on completing successful exam. We may be able to provide a radio with ongoing support and assistance with guidance for antennas to enable a reasonable coverage if required. The club is planning to hold the car boot sale sausage sizzle in May, depending on the Scout Hall availability. The day will be for any amateurs wanting to sell radio equipment and will be advertised statewide with the $10 boot sale table fee donated to Scouts. Due to the June club meeting clashing with a major comms event that some members need to attend, we have requested permission from Scouts to hold the June club meeting on the Saturday, the 15th of June. Members enjoyed a great social time after the meeting closed, and there was great interest in the spectrum analyzers brought along by Andrew, VK7XR. The devices functioned above 10 GHz. Also, club members could rummage through the equipment donated to the club by VK7ARJ, with many going home with goodies. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the North. SOTAR WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Remember, last club technical night, we mentioned Colin VK7ZCF's find of the decade at the local Recycal agent, a four-section commercial telescopic aluminium pole that extended to 5 metres for a ridiculously low price of $10. This naturally led to the possibility of portable use, which in turn would require a tow bar hitch for ease of mounting. Then the need to be able to tilt it over for ease of antenna placement, and finally a rotator-controlled top section. As a quick refresh for the latest update, the rotator section consisted of 2 aluminium tubes, one sliding easily within the other and turned freely. Colin machined up adapters and mounted the cylindrical motor and gearbox within the larger diameter of the 2 tubes. With the application of 12 volts DC, this effectively rotates the inner tube and the attached antenna. Since then, Colin has constructed a handheld remote control unit for the antenna rotator. It provides direction of rotation control of the rotator at the flick of a switch. For an added touch of finesse into the construction, he also incorporated a pulse width controller, giving him the ability to adjust the rotational speed of the top section by the twist of a knob. All this is from a well-spotted find of a telescopic pole, a very well-stocked junk box, some hard work, and only two minor purchases from eBay of a motor gearbox plus a tiny pulse width controller board. With some excellent engineering by Colin, it all came together to make a convenient and portable setup. We will await the field trials. Peter VK7SP has been trialing a new SDR Play, a software-defined radio, and putting it through its paces. This is a small external enclosure unit as opposed to the usual dongle construction, but still plugs in via the USB port. We call it an SDR for short, but the English manufacturer refers to it as Radio Spectrum Processing Receiver. Peter has been running it attached to his PC and was using the proprietary SDR Uno software-defined radio application platform to configure the unit. He was interested in downloading the weather satellite images, so he was also using G-Predict software to track and predict the orbits of weather satellites, Doppler correction software for receive frequency correction, and WX to IMG software to decode WEFAX signals from weather satellites to produce a viewable image. He has been running it with a temporary V antenna sitting about 600 millimeters above the ground. This may not have had the best horizon to horizon capture window, but the sample images Peter brought in to the Tech Night were successfully decoded and surprisingly good. One image in particular showed the remnants of the recent Sydney region thunderstorms in stunning colour. Resolution did appear to be high, and it will be interesting to compare this unit to a previously purchased cost-effective Chinese dongle version. Can't wait to see some comparisons. Possibly even with the antenna not quite so close to the ground, high. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club room technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 24th of April, and we will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. running through to about 10 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, April Special Forum. Radio Safety Communications Equine Endurance Events. We welcomed everyone along on Wednesday night, and we started with Roger, VK7ARN, who gave us a presentation all about equine endurance events. Roger covered the rides, riders, vet checks, championships, and Tasmanian amateur radio involvement. There was a short history of how amateurs got involved in Tasmania, and then Roger went into what's involved, starting with, before the event, the main job, the sidelines, base and checkpoint jobs, and then there was a slideshow of typical events. Gary VK7JGD then took us through horse safety and checkpoint number checking and equipment on checkpoints, probably not handhelds. Gary brought along a simple flower pot 2-meter antenna and portable radio in a suitcase. He covered operating procedure, and Justin VK7TW distributed actual check sheets, maps and course information from previous rides. We then took some questions and answers. Thanks to Roger and Gary for coming along and presenting. 73 Justin VK7TW. May presentation, save the date. Pop Medhurst, A7AH, Tasmanian wireless pioneer. Reist's May presentation will be a fascinating presentation on a true Tasmanian telegraphy, telephony and wireless pioneer, F.W. Pop Medhurst, who started his wireless experimentation as A7AH. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 1st of May, 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVB-T, RF, and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there. 73 Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. May Special Forum. Field Day Operation. You may have seen those operators out in the bush or on top of a mountain with their antennas, batteries and rigs making contacts around the world and thought, I really wish I could do that. The format will be a forum getting everyone together to share their experience, tricks of the trade, epic or not so epic fails, and hints and tips on operating portable and mobile. If you have any experience operating outside your shack, be it through a contest, SOTA, POTA, WWFF, VKFF or silos or some other OTA, then please come along and share your experience with the group. Bring along your tricks of the trade and show them off. It will happen on Wednesday, 8th of May, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The event will be streamed with an open chat channel where we will take questions and go out on DVB-TRF. See you there. 73 Reist Committee. June presentation. Glitching Pulsars. The sequel we have all been waiting for. Just after the discovery of pulsars by Jocelyn Bell in the late 60s, we have known about pulsars glitching. For 50 years, astronomers have been trying to catch a glitch live with a large radio telescope. All failed. Until 2018, an unknown Tasmanian did what no one else in the world had, and it got him published in the world's most prestigious journal. What is a glitch? What is a pulsar? And what happened that made Nature publish this paper? Dr. Jim Palfreyman will present the sequel to his 2012 Reist talk, and like Godfather 2 and The Empire Strikes Back, it will be better than the original. See you at the Queen's Domain Club Room on 5 June 2024 from 7:30 p.m. Presentation will be live and streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Reist Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. I saw you do that double take, hi-hi. Yes, the Reist Committee has decided to rename the DATV Experimenters Group to the Wednesday Experimenters Group, or WEGS, to complement the Wednesday Afternoon Group, or the WAGS. So we now have WAGS and WEGS. People start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The DATV studio fires up at 7:30 p.m. with streaming on the Reist YouTube channel and RF broadcasting. While the program is happening in the DATV studio, there is much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan developments, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving. This week in the studio we will have Rex VK7MO with some interesting findings on solar eclipse and lower noise floors on 23 centimetres. We will be revisiting our EFHW portable and SOTA antennas and have a look at some wonderful ancient RS-232 serial communications tests available and much more. We stream the night on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7 OTC. See you there or on the stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessment. Our next Reist Training and Assessment Day is Saturday, 27th April 2024. If you would like to book for the next session, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know, ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. 73 Red Gemet VK7 Kilo Kilo. Technology news. Researchers develop a tunable terahertz wave filter. Electromagnetic waves in the terahertz frequency range offer many advantages for communications as well as other applications, but realizing their potential poses some challenges. Researchers at Tohoku University have now addressed one of these challenges by developing a tunable filter for signals in the terahertz waveband, which they have described in the journal Optics Letters. Terahertz waves occupy a region in the electromagnetic spectrum between microwaves and infrared frequencies. They have a higher frequency, shorter wavelength than radio waves, but a lower frequency than visible light. The increasingly congested radio wave spectrum carries the vast amount of data transmitted by Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and current mobile phone communications systems. We have constructed and demonstrated a frequency tunable filter for terahertz waves which achieves a higher transmission rate and better signal quality than conventional systems, revealing the potential for terahertz wireless communications. Yoshiaki Kanemori from Tohoku University, who noted that the team's work could also be more widely applied outside of the terahertz frequency band. The researchers have already demonstrated their system's application for frequencies suitable for next generation 6G mobile phone signals, and they also envisage uses in scanning and imaging applications in medicine and industry. One advantage of terahertz waves in scanning and imaging is that they can readily penetrate materials, including biological tissues, that block the passage of light. In addition to medical applications, this can offer opportunities for material analysis, security systems, and quality control in manufacturing. Overall, our work offers a simple and cost-effective method to filter and actively control terahertz waves, which could advance their use in many applications, Kanemori concluded. Sourced from the Critical Comms web e-zine. Regular VK7 gatherings over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. ADST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. REST WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REST WAGS, Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. with DATV show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings this Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms, 10 a.m. till noon. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 24th of April from 6:30 p.m. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 meters VK7 RMD. Input 146.025, output 146.625, tone 141.3. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, a Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net 144.190 USB. Events, REST, May 1, Pop Medhurst, Tasmanian, Wireless Pioneer with VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed. REST, May 8, Field Day Forum, Wednesday, 8th May, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. REST, June 5, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we have all been waiting for with Dr. Jim Palfreyman from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, June 15, Club Meeting, Scout Hall, Alexandra Road, Ulverston, VK. November, 2-3, Tassie Ham Conference, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7RI. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7TPE, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, VK7JGD, 10 metres, VK7DG, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73 and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.